Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
How is everybody? How's your 420 so far? Oh, boy. How many people in the audience have named their pet after a Packers player? Are you Jane?
I am Jane.
Gotita?
Yes, you said it great.
Well, you asked the question, so that's not surprising that you would have done that. I do have a puggle named Matthews.
Mine's Raji.
Raji, okay, good. Is this on? You're missing some great stuff here. Because I said I had a puggle. All right. Okay. Hello. How are you guys doing there?
Good.
That's one of my favorite songs. And I didn't even know it until I heard it and recognized it, which is odd for something you'd play.
Ahmad Jamal had a big hit with it years ago.
Yeah. Your dog is named what?
Raji.
Raji, and it's a?
It was supposed to be a miniature dash hound. About 10 pounds, but yeah. It's
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So he's kind of built like how, Raji.
How much is he now?
He's about
20 pounds. 20 pounds, okay. Named Raji. Anyone else got a Packer dog? Dog named after a Packer? Bear? Named after a bear? Seahawk? Dog named after a Seahawk? Going once? Any named after any?
We had a dog that was, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
We had a dog, we wanted to name it after Reggie White.
Yeah.
The dog was too wild, so we got the female, and they said, well, we can't name it Reggie then, so we named it Sarah.
Boy, what a story. Hopefully that was not on mic, and so that won't be a problem explaining all the deep ramifications of that. That's profoundly complicated, that story. About how you name your... And your dog is called what, then?
Sarah.
Sarah, after Reggie White.
After his wife.
After what?
After his wife.
Don't keep telling me this. I'm not stupid. I know he has a wife.
After his wife.
Thank you very much for putting it in terms I could understand. All right. We're having a great time here. What time do you have? I got to see if I have to hurry or not. I can't. Your watch is too small. You got one of those small little watches.
Can you read that even?
10 of 11.
Can you see that?
Yes.
You can see that?
Yes.
Now can you see it?
Why do they make women's watches so little? Like, what's the point of that? They're dainty. You can't read them. I mean, I wear one. But I can't see them. Okay, we better go right ahead and just do the quiz then.
Yes.
We're just getting started
do
here. Don't
do
blow that.
That
horn.
Well, you know.
Put that horn down.
There in case of emergencies.
First, we've got to know who can play. You going to read this?
Sure.
Can I get you to come up here and do that now? For disclaimers, today we have...
Andrea.
Do the honors, please.
Thank you very much. The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two. Ah, heck. Sometimes it snows in May around here. Three. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones while trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all questions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Keep that little souvenir. I didn't get you anything else. Sorry. Now you put your hands up. No. Don't applaud. Put your hand up if you want to play the quiz. Don't keep applauding. That gets old. All right, you look very serious about this, so I'm not going to defy you. Come over here. I'll meet you here. Then you just got to tell me one reason, any reason will do, really, about you, why you should play the quiz.
I've had a bad day. Our car might be blowing up, and we're from Missouri, and
okay,
might not get
off. Oh, come on. All right. Bye. Now I feel really bad. Maybe you'd like something stronger.
Yeah, I probably could use it.
Yeah,
Bloody
yeah.
Mary or...
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Never works. But I try it again. Someday that will mean something. I will snap my fingers and something will happen someday. And your name is?
Diane.
Diane, how are you?
Good.
So this is all happening at once, all this stuff?
Yes, on our way here.
Oh, no. What happened? Where's the car?
My husband has it at the dealer, so he was supposed to be here with me, but he dropped me. And
you took it back to the dealer? Is it a new car?
No, but it's new to us. Yep. We've had it 2 months, but...
Yeah.
But they said, oh, that's a common problem, so...
They always say that.
Yeah.
Then why don't you recall them and fix them if it's a common problem?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Was it smoking or banging or knocking? Or?
You stepped on the accelerator and it wouldn't do anything. So.
It wouldn't accelerate?
Off
what happened when you hit the brake?
It would break.
Okay, well, at least something was working.
Yes, and he did get me here. He dropped me about five blocks and I ran.
Oh, no. Drinks. And how far did you have to come?
Right now?
No, to get here.
Oh, from Missouri.
You drove that car all the way from Missouri?
Yeah, we got here last night, went out with some friends, and it was this morning that it started acting up. So.
Well, and then where do you have to get to? This is just a stop, I would imagine.
Then we were supposed to go home after the show, but don't know what we're going to be doing. So.
Oh, my God. Can we? Anyone got a few dollars here?
Yeah, please.
Can we pass the hat? Anyone got a hat? Who's wearing a hat here? No one wears hats anymore. What is it? Yeah, this gentleman here with the hat. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Then we have to put money in it. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm really sorry, but it's going to be a great time anyhow because you can play the What Do You Know quiz and you win fabulous prizes.
I hope I win.
Yeah. Yes. And you'll sit in the bus station with all the stuff that you won. Okay. We'll give you something else to think about. And what are those categories?
No, first we need another contestant.
Oh, we do? Okay.
And the way that works is if people want to play the quiz at home, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you're going to ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, here it is. How many people never brush their dog's teeth? Within a few percent, right? Yeah. Okay. From Gum Flats, dog's teeth, Tennessee. Kevin, you got to know this, right? You're on Gum Flats.
Well, what was the question? I couldn't hear it.
Oh, it was the percentage of people who never brush their dog's teeth.
Well, I'll say this. I've never done mine. no, not my teeth, but my dog's teeth.
Your dog's teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say it's probably, you know what, percentage have never done it?
Never. They never do it. They never. They don't brush their dog's teeth.
Oh, heck, I'm going to say at least it's got to be high. What do you say, 90%?
That's good enough. That's really close. I don't believe that figure they gave me there. Anyhow, Kevin. How are you doing? How are you doing this morning?
Man, I've been up in Nashville. A buddy of mine writes country music, and I went up and listened to him sing at Puckett's Grocery Store up in Franklin, Tennessee last night.
At Puckett's?
Yes. It's a little place where these guys get together and and eat dinner, and
It sounds great.
It was just a great time.
And how do you do? You do good?
Yeah, he wrote that song for Daryl Worley. Have you forgotten? You know about the Twin Towers falling, and wrote that song. I'm a little more country than that, and
I had
a great time. He's a great writer.
Yeah,
good singer too.
Well, excellent. It was a good night. Was there a competition that he won then, or?
No. It's just an entertainment deal, and he brought another guy with him, John Wiggins, who wrote "Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off," and they get up there and tell the stories of how they write the song, how they come up with it, and then sing it for you.
Yeah, so. You know, that's one of those songs you think, God, I could have wrote that. Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
Well, that's right.
Folk wisdom.
How y'all doing?
Good. Kevin, this is Diane. She's your partner here. Did you know you called in for a quiz, by the way?
Yes, I did. I've been trying to get in on this show for years.
Okay. Diane, Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Diane.
She's from Missouri. And
show me.
Yeah. To show you something here is what I'm thinking. And you guys work together on the quiz. We have various categories. And what are those, Sarah?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Kevin, pick one of those.
Oh, how about people?
People, these kind of survey results and such. Okay. Do people have fewer friends than their friends do? Talk it over now.
I would say yes. What do you think,
Diane,
Kevin?
Diane says yes. Kevin, do people have fewer friends?
Wait, I'm still trying to interpret this question.
Still trying to get your head around that? It's pretty straightforward. Yes, go ahead.
I'm agreeing with Diane.
Yes, they do. It's called the friendship paradox.
Hey.
There's a mathematical formula for it, but we won't bother you with that. Okay.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends, okay. Right there. Do parents share more bacteria with their children or their dogs? Generally speaking.
I would think children.
What do you think, Diane?
I would think children.
Or their dogs.
Or it could be their dogs.
Well,
or their children.
Well, you know, here's the deal. They say a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. So I'm saying it's the kid.
Or their dogs. I forgot where I was.
It's probably the dogs, maybe.
I think it's the dogs.
Well,
she's got a feeling about this.
Kevin, I think it's the dogs.
You know, she's from Missouri. You can't tell her nothing.
That's right.
She thinks it's the dogs.
Please say dogs.
Kevin.
Let me
hear you say dogs, Kevin.
The kids
come on.
Bring home.
What?
Think about all the germs the kids bring home every day.
Yeah, but who touches them? And do they lick your face when they come home? No.
No. All right, Diane, you want to go with the dog?
I'm going to the dogs, yes.
I say
the dogs. Okay, yes. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. More germs from your dog than you get from your kid. Cause, you know,
two right, zero wrong.
Who sees them? They come in, they're gone. You know. Yeah, okay. What's that?
Categories remaining, current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Kevin, I believe it's back to you.
All right, let's go with current events.
Current events. This is right out of the news. The Pennsylvania woman called 911 for what? This made the news around the country now. She called in for something that really is not their province that she wanted them to deal with in her life.
I think I heard about this, Michael. I think she complained that her food order was wrong at McDonald's or something like that.
Well, there was that woman, too. But this one here was more of a personal matter.
Was it something about her divorce?
Okay, let's go with that.
All right.
Work that out.
Something about her husband? No.
Her husband, her divorce, therefore she's calling them...
Oh, for a date? No.
Are you saying she's calling them to get a divorce from her husband? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm
911?
Saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Kevin, what do you think?
I agree with Diane.
That's right. Seek a divorce. Congratulations. You have won. And what have they won, Sarah?
Well, Diane, you can add a touch of class to your front yard with a pair of genuine hot pink plastic flamingos newly migrated from their winter haven to the warmth and sun of the Wisconsin spring from Pink Ink. Then enjoy the heartfelt charm and drama of small-town life in Adriana Trigiani's novel The Queen of the Big Time from Palatine Books. Read about even bigger times under the big top in 586 Pounds of Feminine Charm, the story of Ella Mills, the last fat lady of the Ringling Brothers' Barnum & Bailey Circus. That's by Pat Gran from Behringer Publishing. And no matter what your girth or gender, you can benefit from Hanny Blank's The Unapologetic Fat Girl's Guide to Exercise and Other Incendiary Acts from 10 Speed Press. Kevin, start your day full of energy with a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, then savor rich and flavorful Costa Rican tarasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Then pretend you've gone on a 70-minute cruise learning everything you ever wanted to know about catching, cooking, and eating Mississippi Gulf Coast shrimp. But all you have to show for it is a T-shirt from the Biloxi Shrimping Trip Company, which has been entertaining visitors worldwide since 1955. Clean up real good with a bar of handmade what-do-you-smell soap, redolent with a sense of a bucolic Wisconsin morning, sweet clover, pink clay, and sharp cheddar from the Screaming Porch Gift Company in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. And get a complete education between two covers in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Get you one of those, too, because you have some time
thank
here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dan, for playing. I hope you get all that straightened out. Call me. No problem. Kevin, hang on a minute. Thanks for playing.